Well, now, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, friends. Good evening, cousins. Good evening, everybody. Isn't it a wonderful thing to gather here under the trees on the banks of the river? To hear the songs, the fiddle tunes, the tales, to see the folk dancing, to reminisce with each other and roll back time for a while, or maybe make time stand still a time. And since it is a folk festival, we are very informal. I think maybe Cousin Aubrey Fowler hasn't arrived yet, but that doesn't matter. I see Fiddler Beers over there with his pretty wife who had a birthday today, getting ready. And you've heard all this warming up that's been going on for about 45 minutes. I know Bob Pavitt must be ready to make the hurricane sweep down. Now, who's going to be first? Bob, are you there? Oh. Yeah. About Hurricane Donna. And we like it so well, since we've heard it, we asked him to sing it tonight. Bob is from Sarasota, and in his spare time, he's just about the best folk singer in the land. Bob Pavitt and Hurricane Donna.
That's going to be right good if I can ever get the case off. Sylvia, come take this case off.
That's the case of break.
Oh. Okay. We'll have to wait.
I appreciate all the props that help me. I've got some friends here besides the general run of friends. Mr. and Mrs. Howard Russell from Sarasota are up here for the first time. And they brought along some friends from Chicago, Mr. and Mrs. Gunnar Olson. And since that's such a long way, and they come from South Chicago, I'm going to sing them a song that's about the South, and it's called The Unreconstructed Rebel.
I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, I only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lying, thieving Yankees, I hate them wuss and wuss. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious banner, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the nasty armies, I fit them all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places and starved on Point Lookout. was sick with rheumatism, camping in the snow. But if I kill some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't gonna love 'em, and that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn.
And now, like it says on the program, I'm going to sing Hurricane Donna. Dr. Alton Morris from the University of Florida published a book some years ago called Folk Songs of Florida. And it's a very fine book, and it has a number of songs. And one of them is the West Palm Beach Storm, which is about the 1928 hurricane. And it's a very nice song, except that it's something that a folk song should never be. It's dishonest. It changes the course of the song so that the words will rhyme. And I told myself some years ago that if we ever had a good hurricane during my mature years, and I'm just as mature as can be, that I would write a song about it. And sure enough, in 1960, we had Hurricane Donna, which, as you know, did millions of dollars of damage and roared through the Keys and up the West Coast and across the state. And this is a song called Donna. In the year of 1960, on September 8th it came. 'Twas the warning from Miami of a mighty hurricane. She had plowed through Puerto Rico, leaving ruins in her wake, and they couldn't be quite certain of the course that she might take. On the ninth, it started looking like the Keys would get a blow, and the people got to thinking of a place where they could go. Many went up to Dade County, others fled to Lauderdale. Just a few remained in Marathon to face the howling gale. Just before the stroke of midnight, screaming winds began to blow, and the last remaining wind gauge clocked the speed at 160. But that hurricane pushed onward, and by morning's early light, Monroe County was a shambles, little Marco was in sight. She struck hard at Collier County and Fort Myers on her way, and the storm flag started flying even north of Tampa Bay. Punta Gorda was the next place that began to feel her wrath, and then Sarasota County lay directly in her path. Manatee and Orange County were hit hard as she swung east, and she headed for Daytona like a wild and snarling beast. She went back in the Atlantic, headed north for Caroline, and on Sunday the 11th, God's bright sun began to shine. When they counted up the damage, it came to a fearful toll. But Floridians in general have a pioneering soul. We have built this state to greatness, and we've not a mind to roam. We'll be damned if any hurricane can drive us from our home. Thank you.
Fiddler Beers, are you ready? Fiddler Beers and Evelyn and Zeke have been charming us with their straw beating right along now. Evelyn and Fiddler Beers traveled all the way from Missouri, across the wide Missouri, to be with us, and how we love them. And I think we'll just take out papers and adopt them and keep them right here in Florida. I don't believe Zeke's missed many folk festivals. Have you, Zeke?
No, ma'am. Not since 55.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. Here they are, to do a little fiddling and a little straw beating.
Well, you know, I think people generally think a fiddler just gets up and plays, and they, without knowing just what kind of lore and what kind of interesting facts there are about fiddles. And I'm going to tell you about some of them. Zeke here is an old-time fiddler who tunes his violin differently than a standard player does, or say an orchestra player. How do you tune yours sometimes?
Well, we have what they call the high G on it when you're going to play, such as Arkansas Traveler and stuff like that. When you play Cindy, well, you let your low string down, G string down, and stuff like that.
Now, a violin, you know, is conventionally tuned E, D, G, or E, D, E, A, D, and G. I tune mine D, G, C, and F. So old-time fiddlers have different ways of playing. Now, this thing that I'm holding in my hand here and these two things here are, well, if I should say old fiddlesticks, that's what they are. They're fiddlesticks. Have you ever heard that expression, old fiddlesticks? Well, these are fiddlesticks, and there are various ways of using them. Now, my family used ones like this, and Zeke here uses one like this, and we're going to show you how they're used. Go ahead.
They're going to be on the Arkansas Traveler. Okay.
Beats the straws much better than I do with one straw, and so I apologize for that. Now, here is another way of doing it that we saw down in Arkansas not long ago.
Thank you.
Okay. Final bit of lore about the fiddle. In the old days, they carved dolls out of wood and made them dance to the tune of a fiddle. And these are sometimes called, I hate to use the expression down here, Yankee Doodle dolls, especially after Bob Pavitt's number. But I think maybe it'd be better to call them Jack dolls or Limberjacks.
Of the stage all ready to go are the spiritual and gospel singers of Hamilton County, the Hamilton County Harmony Singers, led by Eunice Williams. And they're going to sing two wonderful spirituals for us. This is a real community chorus.
Jesus Christ, the first and last, nobody works like him. Come out the wilderness. Come out the wilderness.
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out?
Come out the wilderness. Leaning, yes, leaning on the Lord.
Oh, moonlight shining when I come
out. Come out the wilderness. Come out the wilderness. Come out the wilderness. Come out the wilderness, leaning, yes, leaning on the Lord.
Well, my soul felt happy when I
come out the wilderness. Come out the wilderness. Come out the wilderness.
My soul felt happy when I
come out the wilderness, leaning, yes, leaning on the Lord.
Looked at my hands.
My hand looked blue.
Looked at my feet.
My feet did too.
I started to walk.
I started to talk.
I started to sing.
I had a song. And everybody wondered what was wrong.
I got to pray.
I had a prayer. And right then I knew that my Jesus was there.
That's when I stepped.
Stepped out the wilderness.
Walk
out the wilderness.
Pray
out the wilderness.
Pray
out the wilderness. And ever since I've been leaning, yes. My feet did too.
I started to walk.
I had to walk.
I started to talk.
I had to talk.
I started to sing.
I had to song. And everybody wondered what was wrong.
And after pray.
I had to prayer. And right then I knew that my Jesus was there.
That's when I stepped.
Stepped out the wilderness.
Walk
out the wilderness.
Pray.
Pray out the wilderness.
Sing.
Pray out the wilderness. And ever since I've been.
while they're going off, I have a little letter that came in my mail today, addressed specially to me and to you. And I wish these people who are talking right over here would listen, because this is very important. Dear Miss Bolton, this letter will tell you that I want to come to this festival this year, since I wasn't able to come last year. And if I feel no worse than I have for the last 2 days, I will be out to see some of the nice people I saw through these years. Now, should I feel worse, I won't be able to make it. Miss Bolton, please tell those who remember me hello. And if I can't make it in person, I will pray that it will be nice and well attended. Trusting for you a happy time, and may God bless you all, is our prayer. As ever, I am your old Colonial Hotel porter, George Newsom. And many of you out here know George. Let's give him a hand in action. Now, trembling at the bit back here is a fella just ready to heist his voice and sing. His partner took sick mighty bad, and he won't be here with him. But before I introduce him, I want to introduce our cousin from Hamilton County, the Honorable Joe McAlpin. Will you come forward and say howdy to the crowd, please, Cousin Joe? Joe McAlpin, the Honorable Joseph.
Will you just say a word?
How is it up in Tallahassee? How's the weather?
Weather's cold, and the business in the legislature's kind of warm, though. If it wasn't for that, we'd be freezing to death. We're awful happy to have you all here tonight, and hope you can come back and be with us tomorrow and Sunday. Let's make this the biggest folk festival we've ever had. We thank you.
And, Cousin Joe, do you think about 2 years from now we'll have a kibber over our head in case of rain?
Let's hope so.
It's always a pleasure to have Cousin Ed Fleming from Jacksonville here with us. He went off last year, and he wasn't able to be here, so let's give him a double hand this time for Ned Bennett.
You know, on my way over here this evening, walking across the field, there was little Tad stopped me, and he said, "Hey, mister," he says, "do you know how ducks get flat feet?" And I said to him, I said, "I don't have no idea how ducks get flat feet." He says, I says, how does ducks get flat feet? He says, "From stomping out forest fires." Well, this is when by the time I had recovered from that, when he said, "Mister," he said, "Look," he said, "I got another one really going to stump you." He says, "Could you tell me how you can tell when there's an elephant behind you in the bathtub?"